Now, a story of consequences, intended and not, from the collapse of a Florida condominium building 3 years ago. It killed nearly 100 people in the town of Surfside near Miami. New safety regulations raised the cost of condo living, so some residents in aging buildings are selling their waterfront units to developers. Others have sued to stay in their homes. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In Miami's Edgewater neighborhood, gleaming high-rise condominiums line the waterfront, dwarfing an older building that's now vacant.
They've already taken out a lot of windows and doors, if you can see in the floors upstairs.
Jacqueline Fraga owns one of the now empty units in the Biscayne 21 condominium. She's one of 10 unit owners who took the developer to court right before demolition was to get started.
This building was built in 1964.
The location is stunning.
Why do you think they still want it so badly?
Over the last two decades, waves of condominium construction have reshaped Miami. A once sleepy urban core is now bustling with residential buildings, thriving restaurants, and retail complexes. With most sites on the water now built out, developers are eyeing older buildings, especially those in prime locations. Fraga says she started getting calls several years ago from realtors asking her if she wanted to sell. She says her answer was always the same.
I'm not interested in selling. I said, I got to this building in my wedding dress. I'm going to retire in this building. I made my kids in this building, and I plan to come back to this building.
Pressured by realtors, other owners did sell. The development company eventually acquired all but 10 units in the building. It took over the condo association's board, voted to change its governing documents, and authorized the building's termination, allowing it to be torn down. Many older condos in Florida, including Biscayne 21, require approval from 100% of the building's unit owners for termination. But by lowering that to 80%, a Florida appeals court ruled the developer violated the voting rights of unit owners and that the condo termination was illegal. It's a ruling with a broad impact on developers who are eyeing older condos for new projects. Attorney Susan Raffinello represents Two Roads Development, the company that wants to tear down and replace Fraga's building.
From my client's position, as well as other developers throughout Florida, they're really taking a step back and evaluating whether or not to pursue redevelopment of properties when approached by these older and ailing condominium buildings.
Regulations passed in Florida after the 2021 collapse of the Champlain Towers condominium have helped fuel the drive by developers to buy out and replace older residential buildings. The new rules have increased costs for residents in many older buildings, sometimes requiring sizable special assessments that may be unaffordable. Glenn Waldman, a lawyer who represents Fraga and other unit owners, says that wasn't the situation with Biscayne 21.
This is not one of those buildings, even though it's an older building that had those life safety issues. It was a solid, sound building. It passed all its required tests and would have continued to do so.
Lawyers for the developer are asking the appeals court for a rehearing and plan to take the case to the state Supreme Court if necessary. Attorney Susan Raffinello says the ruling, if it stands, will make it much harder to replace older residential buildings.
It's given a single person control over the entire community will. And that's not something that any developer wants to walk into.
The Biscayne 21 case casts more uncertainty over a Florida condo market where three-quarters of the buildings are over 30 years old. Concerns about the new state rules and the rising cost of living in a condo have slowed sales statewide and even led to a drop in prices. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.